Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2908.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model, and what attributes led to your selecting them for that role?
Yes, I consider my mom and my dad as role models. Attributes that I admire of theirs are my mom's really caring, she's really sweet, she loves everyone she meets. My dad, he's a very hard-working, kind of nose-to-the-grindstone kind of guy. He's always very considerate and careful of everything he does, and he pays attention to everything around him.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
I admire lots of people in the public eye. I don't know if I can pick one person. I think the media kind of like turns it into a big circus too, but all the rags to riches stories, all hearing from people starting from nothing and how they work their way up to establish themselves. I mean, I think I usually admire those people.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
I mean, I guess they would get a decent picture. I don't know. I mean, I think the best way to get a good picture is to meet the person, interact with them. But, I guess they're getting the best they can.
How would you describe your personality?
I can be very laid back in some situations. I mean, people usually tend to describe me as being laid back. But I also am very sort of anal about things too, so I think that I can also be very uptight, so I'm kind of like a balance between the laid back and the uptightness.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that have had a significant impact on your adult life?
Just to do unto others as you would do unto yourself, I think is probably the biggest lesson I got. No whining, no complaining, that sort of thing.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
The same thing. You know, my mom she loves everyone she meets. She makes best friends every person she meets for the first time. She's a great cook. My dad, he's very hard worker. He doesn't complain. He's always gets his work done. And I think that those are good attributes of a person, and hopefully I can pass that on, you know, to my own kids.
What makes you unique?
I don't know that I'm that much more unique than anyone else. I mean, I think that I'm pretty laid back. I get along with most people when I meet them. I'm easy to get along with. I'm also a hard worker. You know, I love going out, having fun, having a good time. I think like most people. I think maybe some people in today's world around us aren't as considerate towards others. I think maybe we're more focused on ourselves than we used to be. So, I mean, I try to be less focused on myself and more considerate of what's going on around me.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Just sitting around, talking, you know, maybe eating some food. That's really the best way to spend time with them.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why was this gift so special.
I can remember one birthday where I got 4 little homemade gifts. Each little gift had a note that went along with it, and that was probably the most special because it was homemade, it came from the heart, and it was just for me and no one else.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
It's got to be Thanksgiving because there's no pressure with receiving or giving gifts. It's all about just hanging out with your family, eating really good food, and just sitting around and talking and laughing and having a good time.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
I went to the Amalfi Coast a couple years ago, and we just got to hike up and down around the around the Mediterranean coast and stop in all these little villages along the way, and the food was really good. If it involves food and being outside, it's pretty much a winter vacation for me.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
No, we didn't have any pets.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
We lived by a lake, so I always enjoyed being out on the lake, fishing, swimming, just running around in general, riding my bike around, those types of things.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood?
I think I was a pretty typical boy as far as the books I enjoyed. A lot of like adventure, mystery type stories. One of those mystery series, I read one of those. There was Stephen King and The Hobbit and those type of books.
What What type of books do you enjoy now?
Well, now I like ones that are probably less cliche and less corny. I enjoy books that just have, you know, real people living their real life, and maybe it's different than mine, so I get to sort of experience, you know, something different by vicariously by reading about it.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Well, usually being outside, I guess picnicking, hiking, walking around, that's really the best thing to do on the weekend.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
When I was a kid, people said that I looked like Fred Savage when The Wonder Years was on, but that was, I was younger back then, and I think I looked different. I don't think I looked like Fred Savage. Maybe I did when I was 13. And in college, when I had my head shaved, they told me Chris O'Donnell, because he was in that Batman movie. I think you look different as you get older. I don't think I look like either of them anymore.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
I guess I would have to say, you know, during the 20s and 30s and the Great Depression, and you read all these stories about people coming up, you know, through the Dust Bowl, and, you know, kind of like the struggles they had to go through. I mean, I find that to be pretty interesting. In the 60s, with the sort of the counterculture movement, I mean, I think that people were a lot more involved with what was going on around them and a lot more active, where maybe people today tend to be more, you know, doesn't affect me, I don't have to worry about it.
What was the first big purchase you made that you were most proud of?
My bike. I probably enjoy and get the most money out of it, out of anything that I have.
What is your definition of success?
Definition of success, being happy, you know, having wife, kids, a dog, picket fence, and not so much having to work long hours or having to worry about, you know, making enough money, but just so you can, you know, be comfortable just hanging out at home and grilling out on the weekends, that type of thing.
What is your biggest frustration?
Rude people.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
I mean, being able to get along with people, I think, is a really good quality because really we're all different and we all are bumping into each other on a day-to-day basis. And maybe we interact for only a few minutes, maybe it's for, you know, a few weeks. But, you know, just to force yourself, you know, in some cases you don't have to force yourself, but just to get along with the person, you know, it can make all those little moments, you know, be that much smoother.
What is your favorite technology and why?
You know, I'm kind of against technology. I have a cell phone, and I use the email, and I have a computer, and it's all very useful, except at the same time, it's kind of, is it really, like, gaining us that much, you know, more convenience? I feel like we're just adding on more and more things to our lives. So, if there was a way to do without technology, I think that would be my answer.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
Doing the dishes. You know, after you get done eating, then you just have a pile of dishes sitting there. You want to relax at that point. You don't want to have to do the dishes.
You're majoring in engineering, and when did you first become interested in this field?
Well, when I started out going to college, I wanted to go into architecture because I have a lot of carpenters in my family. I was always surrounded by buildings, and I knew I wanted to build things, build houses. I always liked architecture, too. As soon as I went to school and I realized that I wouldn't be able to study math anymore, I switched to engineering because I always really liked math a lot. Anyways, so I switched to structural engineering where I still get to build things, but I also get to use math.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Plans upon graduation are to find a job. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have my PhD, so I want to work for a design firm. I want to build buildings.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening would be going out to dinner at a nice restaurant. You know, anything that has wine pairings on the menu would be a great time. And you know, after a nice two-hour meal, conversation, then going for a walk and hanging out.
Tell me how you met your wife.
I actually met her at a bar in the city that we're from. I was into the whole swing dance scene back then, so I would always go swing dancing. She was a waitress. She was a waitress at the bar when I was swing dancing. And she never liked it because all the swing dancers would always order water all the time, and so she hated it, having to waitress and give everyone water all the time. But I guess I must have ordered beer or soda because I stood out to her. And then eventually, you know, started talking to her, and one thing led another, and now we're married.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's very intense. Sometimes people say that she's too intense, but I like it because, you know, I think she's very passionate about things. So if there's something that she wants to do, if there's something that she likes, you know, she's very vocal about it, and to me, I think that's a good thing that she's so passionate about, you know, the important things in her life.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
In high school, definitely Monopoly. I mean, because that is something you can do with your friends for 4 to 14 hours.
Whose poster did you have up on your wall when you were a teenager?
You know, I didn't have a poster on my wall. I had a dartboard.
Who's your favorite actor?
I have to say old school actor Marlon Brando, and probably today Johnny Depp is pretty awesome in everything he does.
What is your favorite dinner?
Well, only a couple times have I gotten to go to some nice restaurants. Once for my anniversary and once when I got engaged. And like I said, anything with wine pairing on the menu is a pretty awesome experience.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could bike in the Tour de France. I wish that I could, you know, I wish I could be an artist for a living. There's, I guess everything that I can't do, I kind of wish I could do it.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I can stay pretty cool, calm, and collected in most stressful situations, so I like the fact that I'm pretty laid back. But I'm also pretty anal. I think that's the engineer in me. I definitely want things to be a certain way, and so I'm very picky or a perfectionist, I guess, about certain things. So that's a good thing, but then sometimes, too, I think that those are also bad qualities. Like, sometimes people don't want you to be laid back in a situation. They want you to show a little bit more spark, a little bit more fire. And then other times, obviously, you know, perfectionism can be a little bit annoying, too, if you take it too far.
Why did you decide to participate in the Stoner program?
For three reasons. It's to make some money, one. Two, to help people have kids who can't have kids. And three, if people are having kids that who can't have kids, why shouldn't it be half me?
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously you're coming here because you've tried a lot of different avenues to have children. And, you know, just good luck. And I'm sure you're going to have a beautiful boy or girl, and I have the best time together.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2908.